Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Right Fit, Sports, Fitness, and Wellness, Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Got a great doubleheader today, Dr. Dan O'Brien. He's a medical futurist, businessman. He's an author, researcher, public health expert, national media commentator. He's joining me along with returning VJ Stanley. VJ is a life coach. He's an author. He's the creator of Balanced Excellence, Youth and High School Sports Injury Prevention. Then the sports doctor's in some emails. First, let's welcome Dr. Dan O'Brien. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me. So excited about being on.
Great. It's great to have some of the colleagues of our friend Bruce Marin. Dan, would you give us some background on you and your practice and your business world experiences?
Yeah, sure. No, absolutely. A lot of what I do now is help out a lot of biotech companies, anywhere from large industry companies to startup companies. So a lot of research right now. So, you know, being a medical futurist, someone who looks into the future, particularly with healthcare technology. So I'm doing a lot of work right now with healthcare technology. There's so much excitement right now around telemedicine, around AI, around remote monitoring, even robotic surgery as well. So certainly a lot of excitement there. So a lot of my work is geared toward healthcare technology. Also, of course, a researcher as well as an author. I just wrote a book talking about camel resilience, Dr. Dan's Guide. And what's exciting about that is the fact that the ability to perpetually adapt. What we saw a lot with COVID is people were in this survival and recovery mode, but the importance, just like a camel, to be able to perpetually adapt like we all did during COVID, and even someone during, you know, these global current crises, it really makes a lot of sense. So I'm really excited about being a first-time author there as well.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Dan, we for decades on the Sports Doctor, we've talked about, I call it the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the highest achiever, whether you're the parents of such or the athlete themselves, the mental challenges. Every guest I have from around the world over this past year and a half has talked about mental health, and its tremendous importance. The whole world of technology is another big deal on the Sports Doctor, whether we're talking about get fit wristbands or the whole science of preventing injury and enhancing performance. And you know what's amazing, Dr. Dan, when you talk about medical futurists, you know, where we say, yeah, hey, it's the new medicine, everybody. And number one, it's eat smarter. And number two, it's keep moving. So how does that fit into some of the medical future, Dan?
Right, no. And you make a great point, right? I mean, going back to medical school, they always talk about that, right? If you can exercise 3 days a week, if you can watch your diet, but a lot of what's going on now is remote monitoring. I really love your point about improving performance. I mean, there's so much technology now. I mean, imagine if we could remotely monitor to see how maybe the body is performing.
We're doing this already. You know, I have guests on in the world of concussions, international experts. We talked about it for decades. And the technology of concussion awareness and trying to make different identifications, that whole science is such a big deal. And again, we talk so much about youth sports on the Sports Doctor and the just epidemic of all sorts of youth sports injuries, mentally and physically. So much pressure on these kids. And again, technology is helpful in identifying and paying attention to when a kid can return to the sport, as well as some of the challenges of in all aspects of technology of, again, the two things everybody cares about, Dr. Dan. Number one, can we prevent injury? And number two, can we enhance performance? So every time you have some new ideas, you're welcome back on the show.
Yes, no, absolutely. And of course, to your point, we're seeing a lot of younger kids have ACL injuries. And I think you make a great point, too, about how can we prevent that with the younger generation, as well as even the mental health, as people are suffering a lot of depression, anxiety because of these injuries.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Dr. Dan, here's my pearl for you and your world from the sports doctor, sports podiatry. Orthotics are a huge weapon in ACL prevention, especially in girls where we have different anatomical situations. So the world of biomechanics is a very, very big deal on the sports doctor, as well as, of course, I'm prejudiced as a sports podiatrist. When you dealing with the combination, Dr. Dan, of business and the gigantic world of healthcare and how everything is so challenging and changing, how you doing? And what are some of the things you're seeing in the positives of healthcare in all areas?
Right. No, great question. I think right now we're seeing a lot of improving access. When I look at healthcare, when I studied and got my MBA in healthcare management, there were three things. It was trying to improve the quality of care right now in healthcare, the cost, as well as the access. And I think right now, because of technology, telemedicine is really improving the access, particularly as we look at rural communities, right? People are able to get, you know, follow-up. And I think that's really crucial because, now this is not for a level five examination, telemedicine, but for your basic follow-up, your blood pressure, maybe your blood sugar checks, I think there's a huge need for telemedicine, and that's going to improve the access. I think that's what we're seeing right now in regards to this new era, like I call, of healthcare technology.
Yes, it's such a huge area in so many different areas. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years. Who was on? What were the topics? And you can listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see a lot of great information, again, on everything from concussions to what's the best shoe, to one of my hottest articles for years, which is women in high heels, preventing the problems, and a lot of new exciting stuff with the new MVP Parent magazine. We have huge following on Twitter and LinkedIn, all sorts of great information. If you go to @sportsdoc, DOC Radio, you can pop in on Twitter. We're talking with Dr. Dan O'Brien, a medical futurist. How would you describe or define, Dr. Dan, that term?
Great question. Medical futurist, someone who really can kind of almost have a crystal ball. It's almost like for those history buffs out there, looking back in the past to be able to predict the future. And I think when we look at medical futurism, what does it look like 10, 15 years down the road? You know, how could we maybe predict events before they happen? Even take right now COVID, could we predict, you know, another COVID way in advance to be able to help help patients and even help hospitals and help, I think, medical equipment companies as well?
You know, it's interesting how the virtual world has exploded times 100 out of necessity because of the whole COVID experience, which already is a year and a half. And this is where telemedicine has really, really started to come into its own. Again, because of its essentialness to be able to get information where people couldn't go to the office and this whole, to now a whole new technology. It's interesting. One of our guests a couple of weeks ago, the great Yogi Berra Museum and his granddaughter, Lindsay, was on, and Eve, their museum director. And the museum is a learning center. They were talking so much about, again, this virtual learning allowed tremendous dissemination of information. And again, the future of sports medicine, both at the highest level and the continuing younger and younger level. You know, we just saw the Olympics. You see 15, 16-year-olds competing at the world level. And technology has really been helpful, but the pressure sometimes is immense with these kids' schedule and the demand, both from their parents and coaches. So our show is all about this interactive information. And again, the future is a big, big word. Dr. Dan, what's the best site people could find out about you and your book and everything you're doing?
Yes, great. DrDanMD.com. And so my book is there, Camel Resilience. You can actually find it on Amazon too, Dr. Dan's Guide to surviving and thriving. But if you've got a camel resilience, again, that analogy of that camel being an animal that's 45 million years old, but its ability to adapt, right? It's the most adaptable animal out there, just as we see, just how we've seen as a population, how we've adapted with COVID. So this perpetual adapting, it's a new mindset, which is really exciting.
It really, really is. And it's interesting, all the different mental expertise that I have included on the sports doctors, sports psychologists, mental trainers, coaches, authors, again, that word adapting, the ability both physically to adapt to different stresses when we talk about all the different physical challenges and injuries and that whole side, to somehow the ability to adapt. And again, we've been challenged like we've been never challenged before when we're talking about this whole world of COVID. But the ability, again, with youth sports, a $20 billion a year business with tremendous pressures, and the ability to try to stay out of trouble and educate parents and coaches. You know, you brought up a great topic, ACL injuries. And there's still 5-to-1 ACL injuries, girls to boys. Gee, why? A lot of it's biomechanical. This is where orthotics is such a big deal when we talk about staying out of trouble, proper alignment, you know, proper biomechanics. Give us, Dr. Dan, some bullet points that you feel are most important with your new book. How do we adapt, Doc?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. It's not this survival and recovery, but it's this ability to adapt, this ability to be open-minded, this ability to pivot. I mean, if you look at what we went through with COVID, I bring that up as an example because look how families adapted, right, during COVID. You know, maybe one parent was working, one parent was at home trying to take Zoom calls. Look at how employees had to adapt, right? They had to make sure there was maybe a task force, a COVID task force in place to keep their employees safe. And then I really have to give it to all the employees. Look how the employees adapted working from home. So I think this ability to perpetually adapt, be open-minded is certainly key, and I think we all do.
You know
that
who's much better? I'll tell you, the champions of this have been the kids. From the beginning,
absolutely.
Like in my office, I always thought, these kids, you know, anywhere from 3 to 10, 12, 13 years old, would they ever wear the mask? Would they ever be compliant? And, you know, it wasn't a big deal. The adults were a pain in the rear end. And
you're absolutely
so
right.
Many different areas.
You're absolutely
but the
right.
kids, the kids were able to really, really, really adapt. And again, the mental challenges are gigantic, but so are the physical challenges. And this is why I'm very interested in you're talking about these different technologies. This is such a big deal on the sports doctor. Again, whether it's the ability of trying to enhance alignment, whether it's looking at hand-eye coordination. We talk so much in my book, hashtag a sports parent, Dr. Dan, about working balance. And I guess we could be talking about all aspects of life. What are some of the other bullet points to help people adapt that you stress in your book?
Great question. Another thing that I stress, too, is just on this topic of healthcare technology, being able to adapt, right? Look at technology as a sense of, you know, maybe an additional resource. Take, for example, your A, B, and C students. Maybe your A student doesn't need the healthcare technology or they don't need the extra resource. But think about how many patients out there that are the B or C students that maybe need that extra technology or need that extra resource. So I think that ability to adapt, be open-minded to something like telemedicine, you know, robotic technology is big for maybe basic procedures, appendectomy, colonoscopy, you know, things like that could be used robotically.
Open heart surgery is a big deal, again, with the robotics. And again,
exactly.
Sometimes we bring people back to these technologies, and they're improving all the time, whether it's somebody who's wearing a high-tech watch so it could show them how much activity they've had, the tremendous explosion of home exercise out of necessity, because we saw, you know, the gyms were closed, and that this is still, and you know, we've got this pandemic is on top of our head as we speak, dramatically, you know, hitting us again. So, you know, the taking advantage of these technologies, like you said, the telemedicine, people can get proper advice, you know, whether somebody's trying to stick to their exercise program, Dr. Dan, whether they're trying to stick with their program in order to stay healthy, stay on their exercise program, or whether you've got parents of top athletes who are looking for clues, what's the word? Adapt, right?
Exactly, perpetually adapt. And even look in sports, how teams adapt during the game. You know, take basketball, for example. Maybe you switch a player in and out, and how many times the coach has to adapt throughout the game to make sure that the team is on track, they're aligned, and they come out with a winning game, right? So sports and the resilience, too, and I talk about that in my book, is so crucial. Think about how resilient athletes are. That athlete's heart is so crucial.
Well, we make a big deal out of the next question, Dr. Dan, which is, can we successfully, and my answer is a huge yes, but can we successfully train these systems, pay attention to these systems? Again, whether it's in business, whether it's health and wellness or high performance and sports, we can improve these systems, correct?
Oh, absolutely. There's always room for improvement for systems, and there's always people willing, I think, to train people to get up to speed as well. It's never
well,
a utopian,
we gotta
get, a perfect system.
Give us the email again, Dan, quickly, for the book and information on you.
Yes, so my website, again, is drdanmd.com. My email is emmets17, so emmets17@gmail.com. And again,
great.
You can find the book, Camel Resilience. It's a terrific book.
Camel Resilience, Dr. Dan O'Brien. Hold on, Dan. Time flew. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, live from Chicago, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome back BJ Stanley. BJ is a life coach, he's an author, and he's the creator of Balanced Excellence, which we talked about before, youth and high school sports injury prevention. BJ, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me back, Dr. Bob. Appreciate it.
Great. Give us some background, BJ, on you and Balanced Excellence.
Well, Balanced Excellence came from the fact that I started mentoring people after I retired. Well, actually, I was doing it while I was a head hockey coach for college for 21 years, and then a high school coach and a youth sports coach. And I just started helping people out through that time and started keeping notes and ended up writing a book, Stop the Tsunami in Youth Sports. And then we started Frozen Shorts, which we were really doing, which for all the kids that didn't sit on the bench needlessly and were getting to play. And then really what we wanted to do was talk about balance between the mind and body and children's development. And so that's how it evolved.
You know, it's a great term when we talk sports podiatry. And here's my clue for you, ex-hockey coach. The orthotics and skates are magic in reducing trouble and enhancing performance. That's my pearl for the day with you, VJ. You know, the word balance, whether it's structural or like you're talking about, which is why we were always excited to have you back, you blend in the importance of family, the coach, the kid themselves, these aspects. Again, the huge challenge in youth sports, VJ, there's an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Both mentally and physically, overuse, overpressure, injuries. And this is something you're in the middle of, and you have been your whole career, haven't you?
Correct. We have.
And there's been so many advances in so many ways in the world of sports medicine, education of coaches, parents, et cetera. Yet a year doesn't go by, BJ, when there's not a hassle with parents and coaches and pressure and screaming and ranting and raving on the sidelines. Sometimes I think we're treading water. What do you think?
Well, I think we're making progress, but as I try to explain to in my seminars and workshops and presentations is, first of all, it's not going to be linear. Second of all, baby steps, real, real baby steps. And if we forget that for a moment and not really, as I like to say, keep score on the progress, but understand that we're trying to get inclusion more so than anything, get that sense of community back where the children are helping each other get better, it kind of lessens the impact, we hope it does, that, and this is all traced back to Bob's money. It hopefully lessens the impact of the monetary demands of our children playing sports. And they're not really playing any now. We tell people over and over again, it's become a performance industry, which is very sad. Yeah. They're charging
this, well, it's absolutely one of the challenges. It's why our network of balanced excellence, of the National Youth Alliance of Sports, of iSport 360, of England's Working with Parents in Sports, some of the incredible MVP Parent Magazine, some of the incredible team of guests that I have on for the past 25 years, give or take a few weeks, VJ, on this tremendous challenge. As we've watched youth sports explode in so many different areas, and one of the areas we've paid attention to is how expensive it is. There ain't no sport much more expensive than youth hockey, right?
It's very expensive, but I can tell you now, Bob, from experience, there's people that are paying $50,000 a year for their children to play baseball.
Yes, or soccer, or tennis.
Yep. Yep.
You know, when you turn on the Olympics, which we just saw with all the crazy challenges, it was still fantastic, as it always is. And you see athletes 17, 18, 19 years old or younger, they've been doing it since they're five. My world of figure skating, again, with my, I can't believe I'm celebrating the 11th year of my young kid, Evan Lysacek, grew up in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old. We put orthotics in the skates. 12 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist, and I'm still doing it with 10-year-olds. And these, again, financial pressures, the team sports, where there are the club sports. There's, again, if your child is that talented by the time they're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, whether it's soccer, whether it's tennis, whether it's hockey, whether it's figure skating, whatever it is, some of them I call, VJ, the prodigy sports, because the kid doesn't want to play other sports. We tell them we'd love you to play other sports. We ask what's good for your body, et cetera, et cetera. That's great, Dr. Weil. I want to figure skate 6 days a week. Or I'm playing hockey 5 days a week. So these kinds of challenges. VJ, what's the website people could find out about all the great stuff about Balanced Excellence?
BalancedExcellence.com, where we have an Instagram account, Facebook, Twitter. But we're really starting now to embellish our YouTube channel. So it's Frozen Shorts, and there's we have the Balanced Excellence show there. We have interviews with Olympic athletes, coaches, doctors. We're really going more into that video end right now. And I just want to add
great. I'm looking for the invitation as we speak, VJ. I'm looking for the invitation. We got to talk biomechanics in your world of hockey. So if you want a visit from the sports doctor, you'll let me know. So what is that site, VJ?
It's YouTube, and it's Frozen Shorts is the YouTube channel. And you got to subscribe. It's free. But then you subscribe. And what we're trying to do is stop people. Bob, I've had some people taking my stuff and claiming it as their own and using it. Really disappointed right now in USA Hockey. They had a level 5 thing, and I was uninvited to speak. So we want everybody who we trust, who we wants to benefit from it, but we're not going to be taken advantage of anymore.
I hear you. You know, I'll tell you an amazing quickie story, which is my friend Joe Franco, who is the head of the filmmaking company Chesapeake Films. And they've been producing the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. I've been very, very involved with him. The funny story is when I was first talking with him about it 3 years ago, so his title was The $15 Billion a Year Industry. And as we went along, it changed to the $17 billion a year industry. And now that hopefully this fall or winter is finally going to come out, the title is going to say the $20 billion a year industry. So yes, it's big business, and sometimes we get trampled over by some of these crazy scenarios that cause more trouble than they help. So you're part of our team on the Sports Doctor of groups that I absolutely trust and recommend when it comes to adding to the education of the world of youth sports. Again, whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in the state, whether they are trying to participate. One of the things I've always liked about Balanced Excellence is you make a big deal out of the participation end and the children's fun end. And in that balance, talk a little bit about what are the age groups that you cater to, VJ?
Well, we start with 6 years old, and we've actually gone up to 23, 22, and 23-year-olds, not a lot, where we concentrate way more on the 10 and under. But I just want to add one quick thing, Bob. Any child that wants to play a sport 6 days a week, it's parent-adult driven. Children change their mind every hour what they want to do. In school, we don't give them one subject all day. These children change their mind. That's how they experiment. That's how they learn. And this mantra now that's coming is my child wants to play this sport every day, and I'm going to do everything
I
can.
That's a great point.
I like ice cream, but I can't eat it every day. It's not healthy.
Yeah, no, it isn't. But it's a great point, VJ. However, there are the prodigy sports where the parents participate, not demand. They participate because their child is very, very gymnastics, again, tennis, soccer, these certain group of kids where this is what they want to do, and we accept that as reality. And many times it's absolutely driven, you know, by the kids. But you have a great point, because one of our biggest challenges is the adult mania in pushing these kids in those directions. I'm really glad you brought that up, VJ.
Well, thank you. Bob, once again, the parents, listen, I drank the Kool-Aid. You tell your people my son was underage soccer player and doing great. And, you know, I was telling everybody about it. We went to a travel tournament, and I said, this is it. We're done. There were 600 kids, and there was only 3 Division I players there. But, again, I understand what the parents are going through. They don't want to step on the line. They don't want to do anything that is not what they think that have been seeing around them healthy for their child. And it is very, very difficult. But I can give them one sobering statistic. Only 10% of all the kids who are the best, and I use that word loosely, at the age 10 are the best at 18.
Oh, yeah. That absolutely is a truism. And I think, again, with all the education that we've watched over the past truly now 2 decades, where, again, coaches and performance coaches tremendously stressing the importance, everything with the kids having fun, to the idea that parents become much better listeners, to the idea that communicate. This is what iSport 360 and my friend Ian Goldberg made such a big deal out of, which was communication between the parents and the coaches, you know, and these kinds of expectations and these other problems. Because, again, the bottom line is, you know, when I'm doing a hype for my book, is we have an epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. Oh. And I'm glad the first word out of your mouth today, though, was you feel that we're making progress. And it's great to hear, because we've been banging our heads against the wall. We still are, when it comes to, you know, like you said, 10% of these kids in those kinds of age groups, every doctor tells parents and coaches, please have your kids play lots of different sports. It's terrific for the body. And all of these things that, again, that we pay big attention to. And then those rare talents, and we want to pay attention to these special kids. We want to enhance performance. This is why I tell the kids, VJ, I hope you're writing it down, that we want all of them to strengthen their feet and ankles, whatever the sport is, and whatever their age is. And we want all of them to include balance in their training systems, with what they're doing. And how do you like the explosion of participation of the girls' sports?
Fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Fantastic. I spoke to the AOSSM National Convention in Vegas, and I told the doctors the best script that they can write. Now, you guys are doctors, and if I'm correct, I was the only non-medical associated guy speaking there. The number one script you can write for athletes under 12 years old is rest. Rest, rest, rest. The great Dr. Andrews said, it's not speed, size, strength, or skill now that is the number one precursor for your development of an athlete to the next level. It's health. Yeah. If my numbers are right, Bob, I'm not sure. I'm close. 1.3 in 2019, 1.3 million kids went to the hospital with overuse injuries.
Yes.
750,000 of them were not touched when they got injured. 750,000. Yes. So
I have an extra word for you, VJ, that you could copyright for me. I call it intelligent rest. Intelligent rest includes all the factors that we're faced with. Don't you understand, Dr. Wild, she's competing next week? Or don't you understand we've got money on the line here? Or I've got to play. And all these other kinds of pressures. And the idea of intelligent rest, my famous thing is, if it's the Olympics tomorrow, we're going to go for it. But if it isn't, we got to back off. Recovery is such a big, big deal. And the doctors, all of us need to hear from coaches and experts like yourself who are on the front lines of dealing with some of these different challenges. Here's another one for you. If a parent needs to be giving over-the-counter pain medicine to their young athlete, participate, they're over the line. And this is a huge problem. But we live in a country where advertisements of drugs is every, you can't turn on the TV without talking about the painkillers and these kinds of challenges. One of the reasons, again, that we need these kinds of education factors, that rest and recovery, you can't year-round train. You're going to burn these kids out. You're going to burn everybody out. Yet one of the famous quotes of my Olympic champion when he was a kid, after the Olympics, I had his mom, Tanya, on the show, BJ, and I said to her, how did you know it wasn't your goal, that it was his goal? She said, you know, Dr. Bob, I never had to wake the kid up. We had ice time at 6:30, and he was sitting in the car waiting for me with his gloves on. So, you know, the ability of enhancing performance and doing things safely is so important. And we're going to get some more of VJ's comments here on balance excellence when we come back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. And we are speaking with BJ Stanley. He's a life coach. He's an author. He's the creator of the Brilliant Balance Excellence and the whole world of youth sports, coaches, the parents, and so many of the things that we talk about on the Sports Doctor. BJ, the challenges, of course, we see really, really remain. I agree with you. I think we're making very, very good progress. But again, whether parents think their kid deserves a scholarship, whether you're dealing with these youngsters who are looking to perform serious sports already at 10, 11, 12 years old, then, like you said, rest, recovery, these kinds of things. You know, our orthopedic surgeon friends, we're operating on 13, 14-year-old pitchers with Tommy John surgery. My guest, the team physician of the New York Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, was talking about that when he was on. Exactly what you're talking about, BJ, the overuse in so many areas. So the ability of getting that education out there. Talk a little bit about your book.
Well, I published three of them. The first one is Stop the Tsunami in Youth Sports, Achieving Balanced Excellence in Health While Embracing the Value of Playing for Fun. The second one, Less is More, The Truth About Youth and High School Sports. And my third one is, Does Your Mind Mind What You're Doing to Your Body? And if any of your listeners, it's a 60-page ebook, if any of your listeners get a hold of Dr. Bob and his company, his show, you will get a free copy of an e-copy of this book. I will be sending it to Dr. Bob right after. What we're trying to tell people, Bob, is it's preventive maintenance. I believe strongly in the recovery, but that to me is we're waiting too long. Let's get into this preventive maintenance thing and let's get these kids active. Let's get these kids playing different things and movement, not just sports. They could be playing Frisbee.
Exactly. When you're looking at junior high school, elementary school, everybody makes the team. Junior high school, still, almost everybody makes the team, give or take. By the time you're getting into high school, it's maybe 10%, and the question is, what's been done? I've talked about childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor, VJ, for 25 years, give or take a few weeks. I'm still talking about it. And again, the ability of understanding that movement, the importance of PE. I was on the radio 10, 15 years ago screaming because they were gonna stop PE in a lot of schools. You remember that argument. It's still going on in some areas. So this challenge of children's fitness, not only being competitive sports, is a very, very big topic. I know you pay a lot of attention to that. And again, prevention is one of our biggest keys. When we're talking about overuse injuries and we're taking a look, does your kid have high arches? Do they have flat feet? Are they bow-legged? Are both legs equal in length? What's their posture like? What's their flexibility like? So these prevention thinking, even biomechanically, I'm giving you my two cents again, BJ, is an important criteria. What's the history of this young boy or girl athlete regarding trouble and problems in the past, as the pressure becomes, because when recovery and rest is compromised and the pressure is on, this is where we see youth sports and drugs, painkillers, over-the-counter, the Advil and the Aleve and all of these kinds of medicines, so that I got to play tomorrow or I'm going to get cut from the team. And I'm taking two Advil every day because my knees are killing me. This is a very, very big problem still. Do you see that as a big challenge, VJ?
I deal with it every day, Bob. Look, the late, Lou Vero, the coach of the Olympics, USA Hockey, Maven, he is the godfather of USA Hockey, Olympic coach, NHL coach. He is so involved in this. Pat Kelleher, the head of USA Hockey, he's great. There's some other guys in other organizations that have done fantastic work in terms of inclusion. And that becomes the big thing, Bob. We've gotten to this point where we've lost the value of inclusion. We've lost the value of community. What you talk about with the pills and stuff, I speak at high schools all over, middle schools. I've spoken at elementary schools. I even had a thing where I had all the children put their heads down in a desk, and I asked them how many have played hurt, how many have felt that they were pressured to play when they didn't feel good, how many have been not the first person.
I bet it was 80. I bet you 80% of them raised their hand.
Very much so. We did a thing where we asked the students if they would rather sit on, this is a great one, Bob, you'll especially like this. Would you rather sit on the bench on a championship team and win a championship, or play on a team that was 500 and maybe didn't even make the playoffs in the beginning? Now, we did almost 200 athletes, and nobody knew, if it was outside, we had them stand with their backs to us, left hand, no, yes hand, right. If it was in school, right hand up, left hand with their heads down. So almost 200. I was floored. I was floored at how wrong I was. Over 170 kids said they would rather sit on the bench on a championship team than play on a team that was 500. Now, here's what's interesting about the study, because with this one I did was all local in our area. Within a year, I ran into well over 100 of those kids, well over, almost 120, all of the 120 changed their minds. They wished they could have played. So this, parent, is what the children, and I'm speaking for them, not me, this is what the children and the adults, this is what they want you to know. They want to be on a team that plays, they want to have fun, and the level doesn't matter if they're not playing. Most important thing I can get out to your parents in today's show, the children only want to be on a team where they get to play. And the next thing, yeah, Bob, before I go, is I just did a big interview in Australia. On the ride to and from games and practices, parents, on the ride to the game, just, I hope you have fun. The new thing, whereas I love to watch you play, 30% of all the kids that play youth and high school sports don't meet the President's Council on Fitness minimum activity during practice or a game. So when you say, I love to watch you play, and it's a great idea, but when you say that, some of these kids live in fear because they know it doesn't happen. And on the way home, these are the only three words you were to say.
Give
to your
the
child.
Website again, BJ. Give the website for your information and your book quickly.
BalancedExcellence.com.
BalancedExcellence.com. Life coach. Youth and sports injury prevention performance, VJ Stanley. VJ, hold on. Thank you so much for joining me. And we'll be right back with the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505. Or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctor's In segment. We preview a couple of upcoming shows, and we answer some emails, etc. Got some great shows coming up. Michael Warich, he's in the world of youth soccer and soccer at all levels. And we'll look forward to him coming back. And then my son, Adam Weil, who is the CEO of Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, will come back the following week. We're going to have that duo that does Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN back, Steve Cashel, who's been a pre-show host with the Chicago Bulls for years, and his golf channel, and the team physician of the White Sox and Bulls, Dr. Brian Cole, will return. So we're looking forward to these upcoming guests. The following week, on the 22nd, we're going to have Lou Vickery with his new book. Lou pitched for the Yankees and Cardinals in the 60s. His pitching coach was Whitey Ford. And Sonny Smith, famous ex-Auburn coach, other teams, college basketball is going to be fabulous with these guys. Let's see if I've got some emails. And if you email me, drrwild, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com, then we'll include you. Perry says, why are there so many overuse injuries in youth sports? You know, Perry, listen to the show. We were just talking about that. There is a lot of pressure, both physically and mentally, on our young athletes. Sometimes the pressure is from the parents. Sometimes the pressure is with the kids themselves. Sometimes the pressure is the coaches and or all three. One of the challenges in youth sports, again, is overkill. Too many games, too much scheduling, pressure to play, and this is one of the main reasons. So we need to understand that a lot of this is overuse, and we want to pay attention to listening to our sons and daughters when it comes to, are you dealing with any problems? Do you have any discomforts? How's it going? Are you enjoying yourself, et cetera, et cetera? Besides their history of particular injuries, do your son or daughter have a history of knee problems, ankle trouble, et cetera? So these are the kinds of things that we have to understand, that there are big-time pressures. Club sports are, again, a pressure cooker, whether it's volleyball, whether it's figure skating, whether it's hockey. We just talked about that with BJ Stanley. Iris says, can pronated feet affect women's knees problems? And the answer is yes. Pronation is a normal motion. When there's excessive pronation, which is flattening of the arch,
loosening up of the foot to allow it to absorb impact, which is one of the first jobs of pronation. Second job is adapting to a surface. Imagine yourself walking on the grass barefoot. Your foot pronates and adapts, shapes to the ground, and your lower leg rotates inward. So when the foot pronates excessively, we're excessively twisting the knee. In girls, females with his wider hips, more of an angle down to the knee, this becomes even more of a big deal when we see that concern. Orthotics, custom orthotics are extremely helpful. And if you have a young daughter and she's a serious athlete, listen to the sports doctor, look very seriously, proactively, to the benefit of orthotics, to number one, prevent problems, number two, enhance performance, enhance alignment. So yes, there is a big time connection. Adam says, my son's 14 years old, he's a cross country runner. He's always dealing with shin splints. You know, Adam, shin splints is not a medical term. It could be a stress fracture. It could be tendonitis. It could be muscle overuse. So you want to get a proper diagnosis. So here's the key, Adam. Most persistent shin problems are foot related. I can't tell you how often orthotics make a huge difference in the persistence of shin problems because of the overuse of the muscle that slows down that arch of the foot as we absorb impact. And that muscle and tendon get overused. Sometimes one of the objective, you might see somebody that their foot slapping to the ground as that muscle has just been overused. So you want to get a proper diagnosis. The good news is, when you pay attention to whether he's in the right shoe, whether you pay attention big time, especially if his problems have been ongoing or persistent, that you look at custom orthotics. And number three, you include physical therapy, strengthening of all of these affected areas. And that's the GOLD program for trying to stay out of trouble. But you've got to get that diagnosis. Terry says, I'm a 50-year-old walker. I can persistent back problems be foot related, and they can. It's like the song, Terry, you know, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the ankle bone, goes all the way up to the back. I tell people all the time, if your lower extremity problem, including the back, is persistent or ongoing, then paying attention to foot mechanics can really, really help. Sometimes changing shoes. We use orthotics with people with back problems all the time. Maybe they have high arches. Maybe they have excessively pronated feet. We don't say if somebody leans over to pick up a heavy object, they say, oh, I hurt my back. They were saying, gee, I think you need orthotics. But if somebody's had persistent lower extremity problems, including the plague of lower back problems, then proper arch support and ideally orthotics, I have found over decades to be extremely helpful. And many times we include that with the science of chiropractic medicine. We include that with the science of orthopedic medicine and physical therapy when we're paying attention to persistent, you know, back problems. We want to, again, just talk about the fact, the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You might check out Sharky. She's my co-author, Sharky Zartman of hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and her show this Friday. She's got Kirk Mango, the author of Becoming a True Champion. Kirk was one of the contributors to hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And Sharky's on Healthy Life Radio, great network that I spent maybe 4 years with. So you might want to check that out. I think it's this Friday. I don't know what the time is. But her show is called Pep Talk, a lively show. And Kirk Mango is a real champion. His participation in our book was as a sports parent. Both his daughters were Division I athletes. And Kirk was a patient of mine. His daughter Lindsay was a patient of mine who was a volleyball star. And we were dealing with all of these things that we talk about and the challenges. Kirk makes a big deal about the responsibility of the young athlete in his book, Becoming a True Champion. He makes a big deal about that kind of accountability besides the accountability of parents or the accountability of coaches. He makes a very, very big deal of that individual athlete themselves. So you might want to check that show out if you get a chance. Frequently on the show, we have some of the experts who participated, again, in the hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We just posted some of Kate Davis, the sports nutritionist, RK Kate, her great information. We just copied our colleague Ian Goldberg and iSport360 with a great update on what they're doing as kids are going back to school. And we have all of these challenges we talk about. And again, just to reiterate, you know, before the end of the show, and we've talked about it, regardless of where the guest is from or what their profession is or what their vocation is, mental health is one of the biggest challenges. And the epidemic, the pandemic has really, really brought that out. We want people to stay informed. We want people to be proactive, get vaccinated, follow through with this, and everybody stay safe. So thanks, everybody, for listening in, our friends at BBS Radio, and we will catch you next week for another edition of the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.